the Public News Service Joe Newscast, August the 4th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. States that held Tuesday primaries could be facing a repeat of election chaos experienced in New Mexico if the challenges do take hold, and one watchdog says they will further undermine voter confidence.
Following the June primary, the Otero County Commission cast doubts on the voting system and refused to certify local results, forcing state officials to step in. David Becker, with the Center for Election Innovation, expects more governing bodies to follow that playbook and cry foul in the fall midterms and in 2024.
And make no mistake, failure to certify an election in defiance of the law and defiance of your official duty disenfranchises every single voter in your jurisdiction.
One member of the three-member Otero Commission who refused to certify the vote had previously been sentenced for his role in the January 6th insurrection. I'm Roz Brown.
Several election deniers backed by the former president won their primaries this week and will face Democratic challengers in those GOP-led states in November. Now from Politico, abortion rights forces scored an upset victory in Kansas Tuesday when voters rejected an amendment that would have allowed the state to ban the procedure. The vote, which comes just 6 weeks after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, means Kansas will remain one of the few red states where abortion is widely accessible. Turnout for the primary also soared above usual levels, Politico says. In some counties, it was closer to participation usually seen in a presidential election. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled this week that expanded mail-in voting in the state is constitutional.
The ruling is seen as a setback to the 14 Republican lawmakers who opposed expanding mail-in voting 2 years ago and then challenged the expansion in court. Now Pennsylvania voters can request and use an absentee ballot for any reason, and the law will be in place for this November's midterm election. Meg Pierce with the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania says mail-in ballots are important to ensure that elections are accessible to everyone.
Voting by mail is convenient and secure and has resulted in an incredible boost in voter turnout in Pennsylvania's recent election. The data that we have indicates that about 170,000 registered voters voted in Pennsylvania election when they were allowed to vote by mail.
Pierce adds the midterm ballot is a critical one, with races for governor, U.S. Senate and House seats, state legislative seats, as well as Democratic and Republican Party committee members. For a public news service, I'm Danielle Smith.
This is PNS. Now to New York, where a proposed piece of legislation seeks to codify crucial rights for restaurant workers to have a better workplace.
Restaurant workers have been fleeing the industry throughout the Great Resignation with no end in sight. In order to codify some of the necessities for better working conditions, Restaurant Opportunity Centers United has been working to develop the Restaurant Workers Bill of Rights. This set of rights seeks to provide restaurant workers with livable wages, better access to health care, a safe work environment, and participation in governance. Teo Reyes with Restaurant Opportunity Centers United believes there's a need for this bill.
The fundamental impetus for this is for us to bring workers together to build power, and one of the milestones will be getting these bills introduced at the federal level in Congress, at the state level, and at the municipal level, and then advancing components of those as the opportunity presents itself.
This Bill of Rights will be introduced to Congress in September. Months of outreach to restaurant workers across the U.S. help determine what should go into the bill. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And Eric Tegadoff reports Idaho Power has commissioned a study that finds the rate it pays for rooftop solar customers to send their power back to the grid should be lowered.
The Monopoly Energy Company sent its study to the Idaho Power Utilities Commission for consideration, suggesting net metering rates be cut by roughly 60%. Alex McKinley owns Empowered Solar in Boise and says the state has a great solar resource, but a cut in rates likely would hurt efforts to install panels on roofs.
Their goal as an investor-owned utility is to make profits, and they see residential distributed generation as a threat to their profits. And I think that comes out pretty clearly in the way this study was conducted.
Idaho Power says the reduction in rates are a matter of fairness. It says infrastructure costs, for example, are pushed onto other customers at the current net metering rate. The Idaho PUC is taking public comment on the study's results.
Finally, Mike Moen tells us, in collaboration with the Daily Gonder, County highway commissioners across Wisconsin report challenges in keeping up with road repairs. Under the plan, Wisconsin projected to receive more than $5 billion over the next 5 years to update roads, bridges, and many other infrastructure needs.
While the federal government is providing some help, rural residents worry about their economic base amid crumbling infrastructure. Mike Berg is a farmer and truck driver from Lafayette County. He says subpar roadways not only make for more dangerous driving, but are limiting economic development in his area.
Roads are so bad in places, people are losing their dentures as they travel down the road.
And he points to the cancellation of an annual county dairy breakfast because of road access issues as a sign of things to come.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.